Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Bezus Hashem, we're starting a new Masechta. The Masechta Sanhedrin is very rich, has a large variety of different inyonim. But we have to go back to a basic concept, which is all important, having now finished Maseches Nezikin, all the Dinim of Chayesh Mishpat of Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. We have one basic Shaila. How Lamaisa, whenever there's a dispute, or whenever there's a shaila between two people, or whenever there's a shaila even between one person and himself, if he's doing the right thing or not, who can paskin the dinim of dinim omnes? So you'll say, the same way if you had a shaila legabi a shchita, you'd go to a rov, and the same way if you had a shaila and a hilchas erevin, you'd go to a rov. So too, you'll take a shaila in dinim omnes and you'll go to a rov. Not so. The Torah is megala that there's a new institution called a Bezdin. And a Bezdin is not just shayich to who's an authority, who's a competent authority to be able to paskin, but there's a certain koyach that the Bezdin has. Now, the koyach that Bezdin has to paskin between two people also expresses itself to the koyach to create halacha for Klal Yisrael. That's a different type of Sanhedrin. The term is used loosely, Bezdin, Sanhedrin. There's a Bezdin Shel Gimel of three Dayanim. That's who paskins Dinei Momnes. There's Oinshim that are carried out by Bezdin, which are totally in a Bezdin Shel Chov Gimel. These are all learned at a Psukim, Pashas Shoftim, and elsewhere. And then there's the Sanhedrin HaGodol, who is the Iker legislative body for Klal Yisrael, and that's only one Sanhedrin HaGodol in Yerushalayim HaKadosh, wherever they went after Churban Bayis Sheni. So in order to have Maseches Nezikin, in order to have all the halachos of Chayesh Mishpat, we need a Maseches Sanhedrin. So now let's begin. The Mishnah is going to list off the different types of dinim that are qualified for each Sanhedrin. And there's an Arichus Dvarim over here. We'll try to go through one after another. Dinim Mominis Bishloisha, which is what we started with, that all dinim Mominis have to be started Bishloisha. We'll see later on in the Masechta, if two parties want to present to a single dayan, so then that's a kabbalah that they have to make between the two of them. Certainly the dayan yochid can't bring the two parties in front of him, unless all the townspeople accept it. So that's the same thing as each person individually accepting. So if you had one rov who's a gadol b'Torah, he could be the authority, he could demand that the two people in town that are having a dispute over whether salary was paid or not, they have to come to him. But if not, the Bezdin that can force somebody to come in front of them, two parties to come in front of them, is the Bezdin Shel Shloisha. That's who is authorized to paskin. That's important to point out as a basic concept. It doesn't make a difference if we're talking about a Sanhedrin of Shivim Ushlaim, or if we're talking about a Bezdin Shel Chol Gimel, or Bezdin Shel Gimel. Dayonim that are roy to paskin, not in any other area in Halacha, but specifically Legabe Dinim Omnes and Oinshim, and that have legislative powers, which is in the Sanhedrin HaGodol, all have to be Dayonim Smuchim, Ish Mipi Ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a lot in the Sugis about this point. There's not much in the Mishnayis, the basic Smicha institution that came down from Moshe Rabbeinu, which is described in Parshas Pinchas, and then in Sefer Dvarim to Yeshua Ben Nun. So that's an Aleph Beis of Dayanim, and Chazal Darshan also that the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim says the word Elokim, which means a Dayan, to represent Nigash El Elokim, to go to Bezin. The name Elokim is given to Bezin as Smuchim. They represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have Ish Mipi Ish from Moshe Rabbeinu, who's empowered Mipi Agvura. So that's the Din Dei Raisa, and there's a Nekuda here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Din Imamnes Bishloisha, Gzeles V'Chavolos Bishloisha. What's Dinei Mominis, if not Gzelois V'Chavolois, and then Nesiv, Chazi Nesiv. The Mishnah lists off a whole bunch of Dinei Mominis. So what's Dinei Mominis, Bishloisha? So the way the Gemara explains it is like this. Dinei Mominis is what's referred to, B'loshon Chazal, Hoidos V'Havois. Hoidos V'Havois means anything innocent without wrongdoing. The cases that are mentioned thereafter are cases we would call criminal wrongdoing. Gzela, somebody steals money. Chavol, somebody's violent. Nezik v'chatzi nezik is niske momen. Teshlumi kefil, teshlumi abo v'chamisha. Oynis, mefatim, oytishema. All these are crimes. Hoidos v'avois, we're talking about regular, a business dispute between two people. Did he pay the chayv? Did he not pay the chayv? Now, there could be wrongdoing if Shimon is denying that he owes money that Reuven says that he owes. Yeah, there's a lavan denying a claim in Bezdin. That could be. But the Etzim case is not a psak of Ploini, you're a criminal. The Etzim psak between the two parties is you do owe money, you don't owe money. You have to pay for the deal, you don't have to pay for the deal. The profits belong to you, or the profits belong to you. Anything in the regular context of business, Mekach u'Memkar has a separate din. The way this is understood practically is that even though the dinim of Hoidois Valvois, as well as all the other dinim that are listed, have a din that the only psak which is valid is a psak of Shloisha Deyonim Mumchim, the way the pasuk is darshan, Elikim that says three times. However, here Chazal will make it because Shalotinu Dals Flailovin. If you're always going to have to find Shalosh Mumchim, it's hard to find Dayanim Mumchim. More so, Bizman Azeh, there are no Dayanim Mumchim. Imagine if there's no recourse to a Din Torah. You can never go to a Din Torah to Paskin if Reuven and Shimon have a partnership, how the profits get divided or how they get shared. So who can do business? You'll be stuck. So because of that, Shalotinu Dals Flailovin, they were Misakin Afilu Shloisha Had Yoitois. Even not Dayanim Mumchim, they do have to be knowledgeable in the halacha. Hedyotis doesn't refer to posh the people. It means they're not Mumchim, they're not Elikim. So because of that, we have a Din Derabanan. Also, a Yochid Mumche L'Rabim can also paskin. Even though Batsim we need Shloisha Dayanim, that's part of the Takana. There is an opinion in the Gemara that says that Tashala had a Darshan, the Psukim and Parshas Mishpatim, that says that the three Elikims and the necessity for Dayanim Mumchim is taka only me'ikir adin, only on Nezek, Tashlume Kefil, etc., etc., not on regular Yedois Vavois. And according to that pshat, faket, midei raisa, even a yochid mumche could paskin, not a mumche as in a somuch, but even a yochid mumche that he's accepted by the rabbim, or a regular rov could paskin a din Torah, a poshta din Torah of Yedois Vavois. There's a din midirabonon that shouldn't be gepaskined by what the Gemara calls Yoshvei Kronos, people that are not bekim. But din memeli, you have to go to an empowered panel. You have to go to three dayonim, and that's the din derabbanon. And the shaila is, what happens b'dievet? Let's say somebody does paskin din Torah. Is there any validity to it because of the fact that mideraisa? The Gemara says that if mideraisa works, it's yochid shedan. Dinoy din al shenikra chotzuf, the Gemara brings from the Amiron. That's going according to the Shita that Midaraisa, there's no choymer of needing shloisha dayonim mumchim. So we have dinim omnis b'shloisha, the way we just described, and now we have the regular dinim of dinim omnis, where Lefi the first hasber, which is the poshta hasber, this is the way the Rav explains, the dinim that are criminal, so to speak, they were not mekel, and here, without dayonim smuchim, we can't dan. Now, there's a very important sugya in Bava Kama Daf Peches, the end of the 8th perek, the perek HaChoivu, where the Gemara darshins that you need Bezdin Smuchim, Mumchim, from the pasuk of Lefneim. Ve'elam Mishpatim Ashatosim Lefneihem, ve'lo Lefnei Hedyoites. And the Gemara, because of that, says that Be'etzem in Bava, where there was no Smicha, whereas a long discussion over here in Sanhedrin and over there, that Smicha was only given in Eretz Yisrael. And it was also discontinued by the end of Tkufas Amiroyim. So we don't have Smuchim in Bavel, even the times of Amiroyim, they didn't have Smuchim. So how did they dan? The Gemara discussed it. The Gemara says that the Dayonim in Bavel had this idea that they're doing the Shlichus of their colleagues, the Dayonim in Eretz Yisrael. Not necessarily the Dayonim in Eretz Yisrael, a bigger Talmid Chum than Dayonim in Bavel, but the ones in Eretz Yisrael had Smicha, the ones in Bavel didn't. So the ones in Bavel are doing a shlichus for the Dayanim in Bavel, and that's the way they dan. Which is sound not like our Gemara, which is that the Dayanim can only dan midirabonon because of Shalatin and Al-Sneilovin. So we'll say over the Mahalach of Taisus, what comes out of Taisus and Dav Gimel by us in Sanhedrin, Taisus says like this. Elokim means that the creation of a psak, which is valid and binding halachically, has to be created by Dayanim Mumchim. And that's any psak. The fact that Dayanim paskin bizman hazeh, when there's no smicha, is only midrabanon shalitin lanz le'lovin. That being said, there's another halacha that besides for the validity of the psak, the dayanim don't have a power to force. They don't have a koyach hakviya to enforce their rulings. On that, the power of dayanim could be mikoyach the dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. So the marshal, let's say gerus, which has nothing to do with creating psak, but you do need dayanim. The way it would work is that the dayanim in Bavel or Bizman Hazeh are representative, so to speak, and that's the way it is today, of dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. And that means that they have the power to be called the best in Linyan Egerus. However, to create a binding psak, that they don't have the koyach. That's Takolim in the Rabbon. Where this is important is in teaching our Mishnah, because the way you have to break down these halachos like this. That any psak of a bezdin bizman hazeh has validity as a psak, and it's called psak halacha. That's midrabanon, because shalatin loves leilovin. That being said, the Gemara says that in terms of authority of the dayanim, the Sanhedrin, the Paskin, Dine Momenis, they only took that authority, first of all, only by momen, not by knas. We'll have to break down what's momen and what's knas. A. B. Only by things that are shchich, not by milsa deloy shchicha. So one of the ways to read the Mishnah over here is Dine Momenis B'Shloish is anything that's normal, everyday life. Like we said, anything business related. Even, let's say, embezzlement in the simple sense. Reuven didn't pay Shimon on time. Shimon, credit card fraud. Things that go on, unfortunately, in the regular world, even if theoretically you could call them gzelois. Even chavolois could be within the realm of normal, where Reuven banged into Shimon, and because of that, Shimon twisted his ankle, and now he's out of work for a week, and you want to damn that, could also be within the realm of normal. The Mishnah that divides over here, Dine Momenis, with Gzeilus v'chavolois, is dividing things that are normal from things that are not. You know what not normal is in chavolois? Battery and assault. That, the Bezdin today, won't necessarily dan bizman hazeh. And that's the Gemara over there in Bava Kama. Gzeilois would be out and out theft, an armed robbery. The Gemara calls it Gzeilois sheyesh behem mishum chavolois. Violent gzeilo. That's not the regular Yiddish white collar crime. That's violent crime. And also Dine Momenis, the Gemara defines as things that are mitsuyim todir, v'yesh behem chisar kis. Ksubis, yirushis, matonois, business disputes, embezzlement v'chule. Those are all normal. Mashenkin thinks either ain lahem chisar kis, or there's a certain violent element, arson, let's say, would be something that maybe Bezdin wouldn't done, bizman hazeh. So the Mishnah says it has separate categories. So the way we're reading the Mishnah is gzelos v'chavolois that are b'shloisho are only in Eretz Yisrael. Dine Momenis would be even in Bovel. And that's why the Mishnah says them separately. Dine Momenis b'shloisho is even behedyoitos, and that's anything that's normal. Gzelos v'chavolois would only be ayidei dayon m'smuchim. That is only dayon m'smuchim, obviously only in Eretz Yisrael. But we, bizman hazeh, will not dan with shlichus of the dayan it's all on that. And certainly knosses that will be listed off in the Hemshecha Mishnah. Any dayan without smicha will not dan binyoni knosses. We don't have that authority. Look at some of the mefarshim Kivega brings b'shem Rashi. Later on, the first peg, there might be an alternative way of understanding. The dinim momnes is mamish anything that's just business related, not even any averu. Not even embezzlement or any default on a payment that he said he's going to make, etc. Mamish pashut the business disputes. And on that, even when there were dayanim smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, they were misakin that not every business dispute has to come in front of a proper bezin. They were misakin that you could go even to a panel of dayanim hedyotis. But anything that was, like we said before, would be called crime, that you'd have to go to a proper bezin. Later on, when smich is bottle in Bovel, on that's where the Gemara in Bava Kama kicks in, where the Gemara says that even after there are no smuchim, what are we done bizman hazeh, midrabonon, and what not? On that, there's a chilek between dvar mashchichim, v'yesh mem chisar kis, etc., and not shchich, or things that are violent. That would be another way of defining these two dinim, but the diuk has two categories in the Mishnah is clear. So we have gzeilus v'chavolus. Gzelus, you look at Rashi over here, lists off a bunch of different type of cases. A shomer that misappropriates a pekodin, he's shaleich yad, or he's koifer, he doesn't want to give it back, or even a koifer b'milva. The question is whether you call that gzelus, or that's called havois. Nezek v'chatzi nezek. Nezek is Reuven's behema, damaged Shimon's behema. Chatzi nezek is where it's only a short time, and it's bekerin, it's unusual case. So then he's only chayv chatzi nezek, in the first bunch of prokhom bava kama. Nezek is where it's either after three times, he's a sharm wood, or it's shein v'regel, it's the normal type of hezek, derech hilucha, derech achiloso, and over there the chiv is paying nezek sholem. Tashlume kefil v'tashlume abav chamisha. Here we're talking about knosos. Momen and knas is always defined as momen is the damages that were done. When Reuven steals a behemoth from Shimon, and the behemoth is worth $100, the keren of it, the momen, is 100. That goes into gzelus v'chavolos. Kefil is added on because that's a knas. That's the Torah adding on for a maisa gneva. Not even gzela. Gneva means he has to go in mamish, break into his house, and he has to steal it out b'chashai. Tashlum abav chamisha is he does a maisa gneva, and then he shechts the behema. Shor v'seh is abav chamisha. So there's an extra knas of abav chamisha. These are knosses, and that's why they're listed off separately, because this, we're not dan bizman hazeh. They're all b'shloisha, but shloisha smuchim only. Ha'inis v'amafate v'amaitzi shemra b'shloisha divrei Reb Meir. Oinis is where somebody was ma'anis, a bas Yisrael. She has to be a psula, and she has to be a naira, or maybe a ktana. That's already a machloikis. The case over here is one case he's ma'anis her. The second case was it was by mutual consent he was mafata her. He convinced her, seduced her. So by the oinis, he's chayiv knas to the father. The knas is chamishim. One of the litmus tests of knas is that when every single example of a certain thing is chayv the same amount of money, it's clearly not for the loss, because different people are worth different values. The boishes and the pegam and the nezek of a nensa are different amounts, depending who it is, what their station in life is. If the Torah imposed chamishim kesef, that's a knas, and that needs dayan and mumchim, like we said. We're not going to be done that. It's also because it's violent, and it's a milsa de lo shchicha. An oinis, a mefata, maitzi shemra, is where he hired Edim to come to Bezdin, Pashas Kiseitze, to declare that she was Mizana between the Edis and the Sun. It's his way of getting rid of her. Alamaisa, the Edim were Muzamim, and because of that, he has to pay Maitzi Shemra. All these are Bishloisho, Divrei Reb Meir. Why? At the end of the day, they're Dini Mamnis. Comes along the Chacham and Maimrim, they argue the Chacham on one point. Not an Oinis and Mefata, they're only arguing on Maitzi Shemra. Maitzi Shemra, the accusation, is an accusation of Dini Nefoshes. The husband claimed that his wife was Mizana. He brought Edim to that effect. Other Edim came along, and they were Makish the first Edim. We might add that if they're Mazim the first Edim, we'll learn about Yitzhak and Mesechus Makis, that if they say, Imanu Ayisim and Malkum Plainin, you couldn't have been Edim on the act of Znus that you're claiming you saw. So there the halach is, if they're caught, then the halach is Vechai Misa. It's Vaitedin in the Foshes. So that would not be Bishloisha. The Chacham add that even in a case where there is no diun on nefoshes. So now, why is nefoshes that this din Torah is a din Torah nefoshes? Trying to decide whether the wife should be killed for being mezana, or whether the edim should be killed for saying edu sheker. So what you're going to have to say is that we're not danning on the misa. We're danning over here either the edim that the husband brought are not in danger of killing her because there are other Edim that came along, they were makish. There's a big discussion with Shanim how to learn this. We'll just say over B'Ktzara. Other Edim came along, the second cat of Edim, and they were makish the first Edim, and because of that, they've been neutralized already. Now the Shaila is just that in that case, since the husband's Edim were neutralized, so Lamaisa, we find him guilty of Maitzi Shemra. So we're discussing his Chiv Momen of Chamishim Kesef to her father. That's the din over here. We're not discussing the Misa. Because of that, it's only Momen, Be'etzem, it should be B'shloisha. Chum just says, since the framework over here does have Din and Nefashos, what's going to be if other Edim show up and they're able to say at a different point in time? So maybe we have to be Choshev, we have to give it a perspective of Din and Nefashos. Because of that, they're going to pull out other Edim, it's going to be Maitzi Las, first Edim, second Edim, the Gemara makes a Xer out of it. That's why you need the Bezen Shel Chav Gimel. Another way of looking at why this would be dine mamonis, the first way we just said is some Rishonim. Other Rishonim argue with this. Still, what's the discussion exactly? Rashi has a psechidish that we're not discussing over here the actual guilty or not guilty verdict. We're discussing one thing and one thing only. Besides for framing her and she's old to lose her life, there's a discussion. The husband says she loses her ksuba. So there's a sub-discussion over here. The ksuba, that was the din Torah. On that, it's dinei mamonis. On the other hand, since it is under the framework of something that has dinei nefashos, again, they were guys and they turned it into a din Torah that needs 23. Good. So we round out the fundamental dinim of what type of din Torah you need and what type of dayanim are qualified for each type of case with an interesting discussion, which is local over here in Meitzi Shemra.